You're listening to SBS News.
At least 23 people have been killed and dozens more injured when Russian rocket fire struck a train at a station in Chaplin in the Dnipropetrovsk region. The attack has taken place as Ukraine pauses to celebrate the country's Independence Day bank holiday, as well as the six-month milestone since Russia invaded. Russia has repeatedly denied its forces are aiming at civilian targets. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky received news of the attack while giving an address via video link at the United Nations Security Council, saying the death toll could increase.
There is no such war crime that the Russian occupiers have not yet committed on the territory of Ukraine. But if Russia is not stopped now and in Ukraine, if it is not stopped by the victory of Ukraine, then all these Russian murderers will inevitably end up in other countries, Europe, Asia, Africa, Latin America.
While public celebrations marking Independence Day were cancelled, many people marked the day by wearing embroidered shirts typical of the national dress, the sounds of air raid sirens replacing pre-war ceremonies in the capital, Kiev. Alongside President Zelensky, the United Kingdom's outgoing Prime Minister Boris Johnson was in the city in what is likely to be his final visit to Kiev while at the head of the UK government. In addition to receiving the Order of Liberty, one of Ukraine's highest orders, Mr. Johnson was awarded a special plaque by Mr. Zelensky at a newly inaugurated walkway dedicated to international leaders that have stood by Ukraine.
Сьогодні в день незалежності нашої держави, головне свято нашої незалежної, міцної і прекрасної держави.
Today on the Independence Day of our country, the main holiday of our independent, strong and beautiful country, we meet the Prime Minister of Great Britain, Boris Johnson, a great friend of all of us. We welcome him today with our team and thank him personally for his leadership, grateful for all these months of support and grateful to the UK community. We are thankful for the great help that a truly great country, Great Britain, provided us every day, constantly during this full-scale invasion.
Ukraine's Independence Day also coincided with a United Nations Security Council meeting. Security Council members raised a wide array of security concerns, but looming large was Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant, Europe's largest, which was captured by Russian troops in March. The nuclear plant has come under repeated fire in recent weeks, raising fears of a nuclear disaster. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for the area to be demilitarized and its nuclear inspector, the International Atomic Energy Agency, to be given access.
I remain gravely concerned about the situation in and around Europe's largest nuclear power plant in Zaporizhzhia. The warning lights are flashing. Any actions that might endanger the physical integrity, safety or security of the nuclear plant are simply unacceptable. Any further escalation of the situation could lead to self-destruction. Security of the plant must be ensured and the plant must be re-established as purely civilian infrastructure.
Also attending the meeting was Russian Ambassador to the United States, Vasily Nebenzia. Mr. Nebenzia condemned what he described as anti-Russian propaganda by both Ukraine and countries supporting Ukraine.
Kiev are losing the battle for mines, and its Western backers, who are waging a proxy war against Russia to the last Ukrainian, sinking deeper and deeper into supporting this anti-popular, anti-human regime, turning a blind eye to manifestations of neo-Nazism, extreme nationalism and Russophobia. They are also shooting themselves in the foot with futile attempts to isolate Russia, politically and economically. Then again, that is something you'll have to answer for, to your own voters and taxpayers.
A Russian politician has also been arrested over his opposition to the war in Ukraine. In video published on social media, Yevgeny Roizman is shown being detained at his home before being taken away by law enforcement officials. Russian authorities have confirmed the arrest, saying Roizman was being investigated for discrediting the Russian army. In the 6 months since the war started, thousands of civilians have died. More than a third of Ukraine's 41 million people have been forced from their homes, and the global economy has been shaken, creating shortages of essential food and grains and pushing up energy prices. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.